let's take a look at the website, wonderprofessor.com. I know it's kind of silly, but hey, you try to find a website that hasn't been taken, a domain that hasn't been taken that easy to remember. It's impossible. And so when I was growing up, it was science and Mr. Wizard and Mr. Wonder. And, oh, Timmy, today we're going to learn about refrigeration. And, oh, boy, Mr. Wonder, that sounds so exciting. Science. Well, anyway, so you can remember, right? You remember Wonder Woman, Wonder Bread, Wonder Professor. Okay. Now, this is the homepage, which you probably won't use too often. It has identifying information, the quick links to the classes I'm teaching this semester, spring 2023. There's the investment club. We'd love to have you join us Thursdays at noon. And then here's some archives that are going to be disappeared pretty soon. And then some other cool resources. And then some links over here. Interestingly, I got plugged by CNBC and Smart Assets, and I've gotten messages from people all over the world. It's kind of interesting, the power of the internet. And then here's the links to the two classes, and here's my spring availability, and then there's a whole bunch of other stuff that is some actually very useful, folks. How to be a successful online student, are you ready for online, and then industry needs you, and then a bunch of other stuff that isn't that important. In fact, it's kind of fun when you get down to just for laughs. I know it sounds scary, Canadian screaming severed head. No, it's funny. It's not scary. And I believe that everyone deserves the right to be miserable. And that's why I support same-sex marriage. And then I love bicycles. And then there's Sylvia who left us so many years ago. We miss her so much. Anyway, that's the website. But all you're interested in is the class Business 121, Principles of Money Management. So you click on that little bug right there. And oh my goodness, there it is. Welcome to Business 121, an 8-week session. Get to work. There's the free to read textbook. Seriously, no cost. We mean it. Zero. Not a zip. Zulch. Zilch. All the documents are in Google Docs. And if you haven't used Google Docs, it's actually not that hard. There's a study guide for chapter one. There's a study guide for every chapter. But that has a presentation that shows you how to use the Google Docs. They're actually pretty easy. You either use file download so that you can put it in Word, or OpenOffice, LibreOffice. Or you can make a copy and use your own Google Docs account. All you have to have is Google email, and you have a Google Docs account with free storage. Don't ask for the edit rights, because you're going to make a copy and then you can edit that, right? Make your own copy. Now, read some more stuff here about getting started with Google Docs. There's a couple of cool quotes that'll be gone pretty soon. And there's the textbook. Again, free textbook. No excuses. It's actually a little boring, but that's okay. You got presentations to watch and listen to. Here's the first exam. There are the announcements. And then here's the identifying information to the class, syllabus. I introduce myself. Here's the guided tour. It's what you're looking at right now. Office hours, contact me. And then here's the presentation material, the materials for chapter one, the presentation file, the study guide. There's the video I was talking about, the assignments, bonus assignments, how to submit assignments. Everything is on the class website. Worksheets, commentaries, answer keys, some auxiliary links for more reading. And then all the presentations, folks, are here. You can listen to them.
Good morning.
I'm not hearing anything.
Good afternoon.
You might be
good
hearing
evening.
It, but I'm not hearing it. You can watch them, and you might be hearing it, but I'm not hearing it.
Good morning.
I got good afternoon. Microphone. Good. And it turns the sound off, so it doesn't have that feedback. And then they're also on YouTube. Now, if you need closed captioning, ADA compliant, Americans with Disabilities Act compliant closed captioning, contact me immediately, okay? Immediately, and we can arrange to have ADA compliant. YouTube is Google, has their own closed captioning, and it's okay. It's not the best, but it's certainly better than nothing. But if you want ADA compliant, contact me immediately. Contact DSS. You know the drill. Let's do it, because there's a company. It's actually a nonprofit organization that has a grant called 3C Media Solutions, California Community College Media Solutions. And they are very good, but they were overwhelmed, completely overwhelmed during the pandemic. So we have to request their services. It used to be we would just ask for them. And I knew it was going to happen someday, that there was going to be so much requests that they were going to get overwhelmed because they're a small outfit. But it happened a whole lot sooner because of COVID. And then here's chapter 2, and the presentations will show up eventually soon enough. And chapter 3 on taxes, and the presentations will show up. And then there's the back button. See, it takes you back to the homepage. And you want to see it again? It's called the back button. See what you're missing if you don't take my class face-to-face? Really bad jokes. But this is the website, and yes, we're going to cover all the material. We talk about that in the syllabus in the short 8 weeks that we have together. So you cannot miss a beat. Every day, find an hour, find some time to do the assignments, do the worksheets, the handouts, the commentaries, the answer keys. Look, we got answer keys for you, commentaries, answer keys. You need to know how to look. Read, because it tells you. You need to know how to do these calculations. They're going to be on the exam. Okay, so any questions? You know how to contact. All of this information will be also available through Canvas. All Canvas does is turn around and point to the class website. Make sense? You're going to get the announcements. You're going to get the announcements for the exam. You're going to go through the modules, Chapter 1 module, Chapter 2 module. And all they're doing is pointing you to the class website. So I like the class website. I think it's a little easier to use in Canvas to walk. But you got to use Canvas to do the discussion forums, to submit assignments, and take the exams. So you're going to use Canvas also. Cool? Contact me if you have any questions. I think I'm forgetting something, but I don't think so. So go through the website. Check it out. It's a great place to hang out for the semester. See ya.